again. Submit.
All set?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay. Okay, a very warm welcome again to everyone. Here we are already at our functional design meeting, and this is what we are going to do. The opening, which we are doing now. And a special note, I'm project manager, but on the meetings I'm also the secretary, which means I will make minutes, as I did at the previous meeting. And I'll also put these as fast as possible in the project folder, so you can see them, review what we have discussed. If I'm right, there are three presentations. I guess each one of you has prepared one.
Yeah.
Good. And we will also take a look at new project requirements, if you haven't heard about them yet. And then, of course, we have to take a decision on the remote control functions. And we have some more time, 40 minutes, but I think we will need it. I don't know who wants to go first with this presentation.
I'll go first. Okay. I'll go first.
You can go first. Okay.
Who shall I go first for the users?
No.
I think we're not going to.
Is there
everybody
order?
Already has his
yeah,
presentation, so yeah. You can adjust it.
Okay.
And one question, your name Danny, is it with a
AEA?
AEA. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I wanted to explain the working design of a remote control. It's possibly very handy if you want to design one of those. It basically works as I wrote down in this little summary. When you press a button, that's when you do, for example, when you want to turn up the volume, a little connection is made. The rubber button just presses on the on a little thin plate, which makes a connection that gives the chips, which is mounted beneath those the plastic of a rubber button, sends that a connection has been made, and knows what button you pressed, for example, the volume up or volume down button. The chip makes a Morse code-like signal, which then is signaled to several transistors, which makes which sends the signal to a little LED. You know what a LED is?
Yeah.
Okay. And that makes the infrared light signal, which is sent to the television set, which has a sensor in it to sense the signal of the infrared. That's basically how it works. The findings I found searching up some detailed information about the remote controls are that they are very easy to produce. It's possible to make it in mass production because it is as easy as printing a page. Just a fiberglass plate is covered with some coatings and chips. And the technology is already available. We don't have to find out how remote controls have to work or how to make some chips that are possible to transmit those signals. I made a little information about how I join, how I run controller works.
Animation.
There is something turning.
Yeah, it's a little bug. It's in the smart board.
Okay. Well, subcomponent. I suppose that you understand what subcomponent. This is for in this example, it's the button. When it's pressed down, the switch is switched on. So with the wire is sent to the chip in cooperation with the battery, of course, because to make a signal possible, you have to have some sort of electronic
infrared.
Yes. Okay. After it's being composed by the chip, the signal is transported to the infrared bulb, and from there it signals a Morse code-like signal to the bulb in the television set. I wrote down some personal preferences about the remote control. Of course, it is very handy if the remote control is handheld, so you don't have to wire it up or something. Or just it's very light to use it. I personally prefer that come available in various colors and easy to use buttons. But I suppose that one of the other team members. And it is possible for several designs and easy to use buttons, perhaps soft touch, touch screen buttons, because the rubber buttons are always they can be slightly damaged, so the numbers on the buttons are not possible to read anymore. And well, as I said before, we can make several designs. Okay, well, that's my contribution to this meeting then.
Okay, thank you.
This
can I go next?
Yep. Please.
Well, my name is Kent Jong and I looked at the technical functions design of the remote. I did this by looking at examples of other remote controls, of how they look, and information from the web that I found. Well, what I found was that the actual use of the remote control is to send messages to the television set, what you described this study. And this can be all sorts of messages, turn it on, turn it off, change the channel, or just fill in that kind of thing, play video text, but also play CD if you use your CD player, the remote control. There are some examples of remote controls. You can see they are very different. The one has got all the functions that you could possibly need in a lot of buttons, etc. And the other is more user-friendly, with big buttons, and not all the stuff you can do with it, but the essential stuff is there. I guess you could better, you should look at a user-centered approach, because the customers have to use them, and if they don't think it's usable, they won't buy a lot of buttons. They may think, I don't need as much as that. Personal preferences is a simple remote with basic functions that you can need, that you could use. But keep in mind the new function of TV, what we discussed earlier, split screen, and is that a function that you should have because all the TVs will have them, or because of only a few that isn't really necessary. And then I would make sure that you can use it on more than one appliance. You have one that does with the video. It could also work with the stereo, because play is play and stop, and that's good. But you could reuse the buttons so that you don't have to have a lot of buttons for anything. And it should be user-friendly, clear buttons, and not too much. And that's my presentation. Okay, thank you. You must still open.
Okay.
discuss the functional requirements
of the remote. That means that functions users want to have on the remote control, or just the method I prefer is we're going to look which section of the users we are going to focus a lot more. Are the younger people going to buy the remote control or the elderly people? And then that section we're going to focus and adjust the remote more to that section than the whole user section. Some data. Younger people from 16 to 45 years are more interested in a few features like LCD screens, speech recognition, etc. And we possess about 2/3 of the market from in that range of age. The elderly people from 45 years to 65 years are not that much interested in features, and we possess less than 2/3, that's 2/5 of the market share in that area. Finals. 50% of the users use a remote often, so we don't have to make it look very small, like a mobile phone or something, but somewhat bigger than small, so you don't lose that much anymore. 75% of the users also find it ugly, and 75% of the users said a lot, so the buttons should be that small, or shouldn't be that complex, because you have to search for the buttons, which one you don't use. Important issues about the remote. I think it would be better with personal reference, but remote control has to have a low power usage, because 75% of the users only step one time an hour, so the power usage is also about one time an hour, so with a high power usage we would use a lot of batteries. The volume button and the channel buttons are the two most important buttons on the remote control, so those have to be found very easily and have to be somewhat like bigger, etc. It has also be have to find easily when the label is gone. My colleague also announced that the label should be scratched off or would be off the slate. So if that's the problem, we also have to find it easily on the remote. Buttons, like my other colleague said, have to be minimalized or should be covered, or in the LCD screen. The LCD screen is easy because you have the LCD screen, you have the various options, put one option and then you have all the buttons of that option, so the other options will be gone and you don't see the buttons. So LCD screen should be easy, but an LCD screen, the problem with the LCD screen is that elderly people from 45 to 65 years don't use the LCD screen a lot. So we have to keep that in mind, that if you're going to implement the LCD screen, you don't have to make it that hard to learn or to use.
LCD screen as in touchscreen?
Yeah, touchscreen. Yeah. The last but not least, younger people are more critical about features, because they use the remote control often, more often, and are more technical than the older people. And the older people spend more money and easily on the remote control. So we have to keep in mind to focus not a lot, not that much on the younger people, but also somewhat on the elderly people. And on our personal references, I don't have any more time to cover that, but like I said, LCD screen is easily to use because you have you can implement a lot of buttons in one remote in not that much buttons. And it should be easy to use, especially the volume buttons, the channel buttons, and the number buttons to set through the channels. And that is it.
Okay, thank you. Well, thank you all. Huh? I don't know, did everyone receive an email with the new project requirements?
No. Yes, I did not.
No.
Perhaps the rest.
And then I think it's a good thing that I made a separate slide of them so you can all read them. Oh, I'll need to do this presentation. Should be in there.
Well, I can tell you them from my laptop. Teletext has become outdated since the popularity of the internet. So that's the first thing I think we should pay less attention to teletext. The remote control should only be used for the television, otherwise the project becomes more complex, which endangers the time to market and of course will make it more costly, I think. Our current customers are within the age group of 40 plus. New products should reach a new market with customers that are younger than 40. We talked about that before. And a last point, but also very important, our corporate image should stay recognizable in our products, which means that our corporate color and slogan must be implemented in the new design. So we have to keep that in mind. Well, according to our agenda, it's then time to take a decision on the remote control functions. So who has any idea about what should be on it and what shouldn't?
Well, you said it should only with one appliance? Or with one, did you say only the TV?
Yeah, only be used
and
for television.
Video also, or not?
Well, it says only for television.
Oh, alright. Okay.
Makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
So yeah, then you can, yeah. Requirements. No? Functions.
Mm-hmm.
Then it
yeah.
should have on, off.
Yeah. Standby. Basic, standby, yeah. Volume channel. 1 till 2 0 numbers on
yeah.
it.
And
TV text
no.
doesn't have to be.
No.
Well. Other functions.
A button where you can change from one number to two numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
the name.
I think it's easy to implement a button with a which especially do that because some TVs, if you press the 1 and then the 2, between 5 seconds, you make 12.
Yeah.
And that's
okay.
that's not relaxed.
Right. and there are some models that don't accommodate that function. So the Philips television makes it possible in that indeed to press 1 and then 2 to make to reach channel 12. But
yeah.
All the television makes use of those buttons where you first press that button and then press 2 digits to...
Yeah, so you should have that one.
Yeah,
our main target HR group?
Or
well, new products should reach a market with customers that are younger than 40. And now 40. We have
okay,
customers... 40 plus.
Because younger people was younger people have 16 to 25 age are 81% interested in LCD screen from 26 to 35 66% and 36 to 45 55%. So I think to because on most remote controls the print plate will be broken in about 2 years. You have to press very hard
mm-hmm.
to go to the next channel with the LCD screen. It's easier because you only have to wipe the screen to for a fingerprint.
Yeah.
And then you
but
can
I
use
think
it
that collides with our mission to make it very cheap because
yeah,
LCD
okay.
screens are very expensive.
Yeah, but
touchscreen probably even more. So
true.
True. It's possible to make an LCD screen. How was the information?
Yeah, it only says that this percentage like LCD screen because, yeah, and it says that younger age between 16 and 45 highly interested in features more critical.
So perhaps we should focus on that LCD screen.
Yeah, because our target is 16 to 45.
Yeah, but will we not exceed our production?
You don't know how much it costs, LCD screen.
Is it possible to find out anyway?
No, I don't have any costs here, I only have percentages.
But if you would do an LCD screen, do you have don't you have any buttons? Or because if
yeah.
it only directs at the TV, then you only have, I don't know what you want
no,
to do.
An LCD screen is just like a drawing here. It just displays several buttons.
Yeah.
For example, if you want the minimal use buttons such as channel and volume, it just displays four buttons on the screen, and
so
it's possible to press them down, just like the screen.
So you can adjust which buttons you want on the
screen.
Yeah,
you
make
to
it possible
like
to do that.
For example, adjust the audio settings, press audio on the touch screen, and you get the buttons for the audio settings.
Right,
so the other buttons are gone.
So we're going for an LCD screen?
Yeah.
I think it's the most
it's my
thing. Yeah.
And hoping that when we produce a lot, it won't be too expensive.
No.
Well, we had 1250, I guess,
yeah.
for
1250?
Production. Yeah, I don't know how expensive.
Any
guesses?
Well, I suppose if the mar if our if the if the young people are interested in LCD screens, we should make them.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is
but
our market share to and our goal to deliver those.
But he also said that we should not only focus on the younger people, but also on the older.
Yeah,
and will they use it if it only has an LCD screen?
46 to 45, 32%, and 56 to 65, 12%. But
so
our,
still a little
our
bit
project requirements are the new products should be reached for new markets with customers that are younger than 40.
But you don't want to alienate the other.
No, they're not now.
But
so
if they also buy, that's alright.
Yeah, but market share for 40 years and younger is higher than 65 and younger.
Alright.
Okay, so LCD it is?
Yes.
Okay.
If it gets
too much, too expensive, then we should be sticking to rubber buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you? I think that they will send you some information about the cost of LCD screens.
Yeah.
No costs at all.
So if you, you receive an email about that, can you post it in the?
Yeah.
Or should we post that in our project map folder?
I think we all get the costs of everything.
Because you are the marketing expert.
Okay. I'll post it.
But we should have a backup plan if we would use but.
Yeah, sure.
yeah.
Too expensive.
Okay, but for now it's
LCD.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you have 75% of users find it ugly.
The LCD?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
that's a bit of a problem.
80% of users would spend more money with a red remote would look fancy.
Oh, that's a bit of a problem.
It all look fancy with the
screen.
Yeah, but they don't like it. They think it's ugly when it has an LCD.
Yeah, just the play remotes, not specific LCD remotes.
Oh, all right. I thought you said that.
So
yeah, maybe you can make something fancy out of an LCD remote because it's new,
mm-hmm.
as far as I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the other thing that 75% sap a lot, but that's not a question with the LCD screen. Only thing you have to do is wipe the screen off once in time to get all the fingerprints off of it.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Okay, what else does our remote need?
A mute button.
Mute button.
Mm-hmm.
I think
the most important things on a remote control are channel selection, volume selection, and power usage.
Yeah.
And the teletext, but that
but
is not the question. Other things.
Shouldn't you put a button for teletext on the for the people who want to use it?
Yeah.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
I've got a big remote that you have to fill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could make a separate menu on the LCD.
Teletext.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also
other less important things are screen settings, audio settings, and channel settings.
Yeah, they're less important, but I think they should be there.
Yeah, should be there, but not.
But in a sub menu or something like that. I think it's also important to make it possible to. Can you call it in English? To not use batteries and use accu batteries to.
Like
to
with the mouse.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So you can mount the remote control to.
We should think of the 1250 we have.
Yeah, but we don't.
I don't know how much that's going
so
to.
Okay, because when you get an LCD screen, you run it on batteries.
Yeah.
Batteries will be empty very soon.
Power supply is one of
you
the most important things.
Perhaps you should be able to switch the control off if you have an LCD screen that burns all the time.
Yeah.
You shouldn't on and off. That's very extra that you have first to turn the remote on and then you can.
I think it's not that easy because I don't think people like it that you have to turn it on first and then use it.
Yeah.
I think it's better when the TV shuts down or the remote shuts down.
But
and
it's
good standby mode when you don't use it. So
automatically.
After 2 minutes or 3 minutes.
And maybe a low battery indicator
on
the screen?
Sure.
That before an hour, when it's gets empty, you have plenty of time to recharge it, or put it in a recharger.
So we are going for a recharger.
Mm.
Yeah, it's.
Is it sensible?
Yeah, because when you're watching TV, you're zapping, you have to put it in a recharger.
When you're done with watching
the
show, then you have to put
the batteries go hours, 6 hours.
Yeah, sure.
But you also forget to put it in.
Yeah, then
you throw it on the couch and you don't.
But you also forget to buy batteries.
Yeah.
And then you can't use it, so.
Or you have to be sure that the batteries last a couple of days with the charge.
Yeah.
So I think the battery should work a lot longer than a couple of days.
Yeah, because but you have LCD screen.
Yeah, that's
high power usage.
High power usage, so it should be a standard move to put your remote control in the charger when you're done watching television. That's also a great advantage because you cannot lose it anymore. Because you are obliged to put it in the charger and not to leave it in your couch between some cushions.
Yeah.
Okay.
You made a point there.
But then you also have to have somewhere where you can put the recharger near your couch, because otherwise you have to walk a long way when you want to turn on the TV.
Just a small device.
Yeah, I think everything has
to be
foreign.
Like a telephone charger or something.
And just the cable or even a charger where you can mount it on.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, well,
it's easy to use also.
Yeah. Market share, speech recognition.
Functional designs for the elderly, and you could make it possible to enlarge the screen to make it possible to not display a button at 10 points.
I think that should be standard.
Yeah, but it is one of the functions you have to specify.
Yeah? Okay.
Because we can look at perhaps 40 buttons on the screen, but in the LED only look at 2 buttons. Okay.
Is it something about speech recognition?
Yeah, it's
speech recognition.
Yeah,
1250.
It's also 91%, 16 to 25, 26 to 35 years, 76%, and 36 to 45, 35%.
That's pretty big.
It's pretty big.
Yeah,
I
even bigger than for LCD.
Yeah. Well, let's do speech.
Well, let's leave out all the remote controls and just put a microphone on top of the television.
To
you can clap or something.
Turn volume up.
Yeah.
Hey, that's an idea.
Turn volume up.
Then you should say the wrong thing.
Okay. Well, that it has to be the remote control, not
remote.
Yeah.
But they want to talk into the remote control or something?
Why not?
Or
so
why
so need to pay more for speech recognition in the remote control. That's the only thing it says.
But do we want to implement that? Or?
I think doing an LCD screen should be sufficient.
Yeah.
But when you look at the percentages.
Yeah, it says a lot.
Perhaps the option should be.
Of course, even higher.
Why not?
Well, maybe because of the cost, but. Nobody knows how
Let's
much.
Hope,
I think it's better to have LCD screen because in the area of 36 to 45, we have about 30% of the market share in our hands, and 55 of those people want LCD screen and 35 want speaker recognition. So I think it's better to keep it with LCD screen.
But would it be useful to implement both?
Yeah,
one
with the cost allowed.
I don't know if that can be done with the cost of 1250.
If it should be done, if it could be done.
Yeah.
We should do it.
But how would you like to implement that? That you say volume up and then goes up?
Certain systems already exist, I think.
Then you also have to have different languages. If you go international, then
it's
you to do French and Dutch and English.
But
that
should
be accommodated with some software.
Should be also with LCD screen. Because I think in Chinese it's different written, volume is different written than in Swahili or something.
Yeah, you can use icons for the speaker and if that's better than language for the remote.
So you want to it's
then
international.
Okay, what else?
So no speech recognition?
Well, if it could be done, we
it
should be done.
Yeah,
it could be done. Should be done.
Yeah, and then with different languages.
Yeah, that should be.
That's not so difficult, though.
Okay, just make
I
separate
already use several voice operated systems, and they are all possible to.
But
I think
you
difficult.
should to adjust, I think.
Every language, you have dialects.
Yeah.
I think it's very difficult.
And you have to speak so that it
Yeah.
can understand.
I think it can be implemented, but maybe.
You could use that as an option,
Yes,
if you
an
have
option, yes.
money left or something.
Okay. 50 euro cents.
Let's do speech.
Speech recognition.
Okay, so we only do it when we have enough money left.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've written down an on or off button, volume selection, channel selection, digits from 1 to 0, or from 0 to 9, a digit button to switch between 1 and 2 digits, mute button, a separate menu for teletext, a battery indicator, we're going to use a docking station, and probably LCD, and if there's enough money, speech recognition,
mm-hmm.
and the possibility to enlarge buttons or to have large buttons.
Yeah. With teletext, it wasn't very important.
No.
You also now have colors. I don't know if we should implement that.
Colors?
Yeah, when you press the red button, you go to page 102, and when you press the.
No.
I don't know if we should implement that. Because it says that teletext is not really
some
important.
Shortcuts.
Yeah, shortcuts. And you can't go to port.
We could also implement the audio settings, screen settings, and channel settings, but as submenus.
Yeah.
Hmm. Mainly, if you turn the remote control on, you have to see 1 till 0 channel and volume, and if you want to use teletext screen or audio, then you can press it.
Yeah.
It should be available, but not
not directly available.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so not too much teletext support, but in a separate menu. But
so actually, it is there, but it's
yeah, but
just not ready
not
there.
Yeah.
So it doesn't confuse us, the user.
We'll have to search
it
for
it.
It
has to be easy to use.
I'll search, yeah. If you want to use teletext, you can push the teletext button, and then the options become available.
Yeah, that's
right. Be fine with it.
Okay, but no more buttons or functions or
no. What else can you do with that?
I'm
forgetting something.
I've got two examples here, but I don't think there's anything we're missing.
Play, pause, doesn't.
Well, we don't have a video on this.
Yeah, so where is your presentation? You could check the other remote controls.
And you could look here.
Which one is yours?
I don't know. The technical functions. They're a bit small, you should stretch them, because ping!
Technical functions.
I guess we've got them all.
I forget what you have for me, multiplayer. Yeah, that's actually small. Yeah, the zoom buttons.
And for the TV?
Yeah,
wide
screen, high screen, different
things. Or that you can put them on
yeah, different
on light.
Yeah.
But that should also be a sub menu.
Mm. Yeah, it should be available, but then in sub screen settings or something.
Yeah.
Mm.
So we should also implement screen settings.
Yeah, screen settings, audio settings, teletext
right.
settings you have.
Yeah.
Channel settings.
Yeah. So you can program.
So those four and of course the main.
Yeah. So we'll first see the main and the other ones you can go to.
Like tap screens or something or I don't know.
I hope we can do this.
There are a lot of options depending on what kind of television you got. Because if you don't get a widescreen television, you don't need to
screen
settings.
Then you don't use it.
And if the television does not support such operations,
mm-hmm.
we don't have to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you leave it alone.
Yeah.
Or it could be possible to have a standard version of the remote, an expanded version.
And do we want them in different colors or? In the buttons,
yeah.
Colors.
Colors. I think the main color of the
we don't have
control
any
is the color of the LCD screen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the
device
one
device itself.
How
many percent? 80%.
I think it's ugly.
We'll spend more money if it looks fancy.
Okay, so use a very lot of people.
Perhaps you can make adjustable fronts, like with the telephones.
Adjustable fronts.
You can.
Okay.
But I think that
well, make it available in different colors. Sure.
Yeah.
Red, white, blue, black.
Red.
works.
And
like
I see through.
See through versions. Simpsons versions.
If you press a button, it turns green.
Okay, well.
5 minutes.
Signal for our last final 5 minutes. So I have the things I just read. Then we have separate menus for teletext, screen settings, audio settings. And what else?
Channel settings.
Oh yeah, right. So you can program that TV.
Yeah.
Perhaps you should throw them on in one pile, so options, and then you set them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you have all those text, perhaps text, not.
Or like, you have
a
menu button plus
also a separate menu.
Yeah.
Yeah,
otherwise, you have a menu button plus menu. Then you have main usage, all the settings.
Yeah.
Okay,
but
we can work it out later,
yeah.
I guess. So. We're having a general menu with the most used functions, data text, screen settings, audio settings, channel settings, and maybe there are options for the remote itself, like large icons or small icons. What else?
I think because we don't have a lot of buttons on one screen.
Do we have any buttons?
Yeah, but well, like we have the only channel button, volume button, those buttons.
But there's also in the LCD, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So we don't have any normal buttons.
No, normal buttons.
Right?
Yeah, maybe only the on and off.
Yeah, the on and off.
But we don't need the special. We don't need the special options menu for the remote itself.
No.
Okay.
Oh well, you should be able to set which TV you have. If you
yeah,
have
sure. Of course, you need the settings button or a settings option for the remote control.
Yeah. But is an idea to use what you said. Normal on and off button for the TV?
No.
You don't have TV,
we discussed that you could charge it, otherwise it jumps to standby mode.
Yeah, but not for the remote, but for the TV.
Yeah, for the TV, of course. I think that's the best thing is that to implement that one in the menu with volume.
But not as normal button in
no.
the LCD.
Well, maybe there should be a separate button apart from the LCD because you can't turn it on when the LCD is off. So how do you turn the thing on? That's via
one
button
tap
on the remote.
Yeah, you just tap it.
Touch screen. Thing. Okay.
Yeah, then it's turn.
And then
turn off.
The television is on also, or just the remote?
No, just the remote. The television don't have to be on. That one you can.
Yeah,
press
it should
on.
Be in standby mode.
Yeah, standby. Then press on the remote, press on, and then TV should be available.
Yeah.
Or not.
I don't know whether it's handy to have a normal on button, just regular for TV, so you can turn it on and then you can choose the channel. Otherwise, you.
A normal button on the remote control or a normal
to turn it on. Or you should put it in the LCD screen.
Yeah, because when you touch the LCD screen when it is in standby mode, it should pop on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why would it be handy to have a normal button?
Well, I guess if you use the LCD screen, you first have to search where's the on button and you then turn and then the TV goes on. But if you have a normal on button on the remote, then you do the on, and then you search the channel that you want.
Yeah, but I think the remote control, if you press tap the screen, it always should jump to the screen which has the volume button, channel button, and of course also the on and off button.
Yeah.
I think it looks a lot more fancy if
yeah,
you use,
so
you don't have any buttons on
yeah.
on
yeah.
the remote control.
So actually we're going to create a buttonless no button. Okay, well that might be a unique selling point.
Remote.
If we can afford
it. Well, I guess we'll postpone for the discussion to our next meeting. We're running out of time. For now, we're having a lunch break. And then there will be half an hour for the next share of individual work. I will write minutes, if I can create them like this, and put them in the project documents folder. And here are the individual actions for the other roles. And of course, specific instructions will be sent to you again by your personal coach. Luckily, as we are. Okay, well, thank you very much for now. And,
lunch?
Have a nice lunch. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Food!
Should we put this back in our room?
Yeah.
Yeah.